This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Roderick Freeman, I don't see the Heat winning tonight, but if they do, the Celtics have stars and the Heat only have one star and they won't be playing. I don't think the Heat have a star anymore. I don't think Jimmy Butler is a star anymore. Let's cut through the bullshit. Why don't we? Okay. Let's cut through the bullshit. This is a lot of bullshit going on. Jimmy Butler is done, cooked, history in the archives. Are we clear on that? Are we any more clear on that? He's no longer a star. Stars carry you through the regular season and into the postseason. He no longer can do that. He's proven that multiple years now. And karma bit Jimmy Butler in the ass. Why? Because your laziness and because you don't want to work during the regular season, you ended up in the play-in. But if you would have worked hard and you would have put the time in the regular season, you would have climbed up on the standings, you would have never played this game, and you would have never gotten injured. Pero quieres ser un descarado, and you want to coast, you want to kick, push, and coast in the regular season and do nothing and lay no groundwork and put nothing into the regular season, so you get nothing out of the regular season. So now it puts you into the most difficult position in the postseason. And guess what happened? You got injured. Meanwhile, the Celtics and all the other teams that earned higher spots and the Pacers and all that, they're all sitting down, relaxing, where you could have been, Jimmy, sniffing coffee beans for days until you had to play again. But karma bit you in the ass. Karma bit the Miami Heat in the ass. Why? Because Jimmy Butler is a broken down player. He only has flashes of brilliance. He no longer is brilliance. He is no longer a star. A star is Tyrese Haliburton, who will carry you all year long. That's a star. A star is Jalen Brunson, who carries you all year long. And Jalen Brunson se está echando aire for the whole week while Jimmy Butler has to work and get injured. Because you want to be a smartass. Because you want to be un descarado. Because you want to coast. Because you want to be lazy. Because you don't want to live up to your responsibility. Bro, you signed a contract for an entire year to play games. You did nothing. And guess what? As Mr. Wonka would say, you get nothing. Are we going to be honest? Are we going to talk about what actually happened? Or are you going to sit there and whine like a little bitch that Batum pushed Tyler at half court? How about Tyler actually keeping his little fragile ass on the court so he can help his team not be a play-in team? How about that? You know, the guy that you've been saying you think he's reliable when he never is. And then now when you needed him in a play-in game, he shit the bed. Are we going to be honest here? Are we actually going to talk about it? Because you're not going to hear this on QAM. Nobody's BBs are big enough at QAM to say that. Because guess what? I no longer work at QAM. Because I'm the only one that had the balls on a flagship station to say whatever's going on with the Panthers, the Heat, the Marlins, the Dolphins, whatever was on the station. Because, you know, you might have some guys that'll dance around it a little bit, but they're not going to talk about it. They're not really going to talk about it. So are we going to be honest? Because that's why you tune in here, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. They're not going to give it to you in the Heat Minute. They're not going to give you this on Saturday when they're talking about, you know, the Heat show. You're not going to get it on the pregame show. Okay? All right? The Heat have taken the lazy route, and they got cooked by the lazy route. They got lucky last year with the Giannis injury, and everything kind of went their way, and they're really not that good. And then by the time they got to the finals, they got treated like what they are. An upstart little team that just surprised everybody and got there, but really didn't belong there. So, you know, let's stop with the bullshit already. Jimmy Butler got what he ended up earning. You know, that's all. You didn't put shit into the regular season, dude. And guess what? The regular season turned around and screwed you without Vaseline. It's over. And the run is over. Jimmy Butler's done. Everything is done with Jimmy Butler. It's over. He's no longer a star. There are no stars on this team. And Jimmy Butler, I already killed all of you with the Bam bullshit for years now. All of you with Bam, get your Homer ass into the bush. Go disappear already with all your Bam bullshit. He's a super role player, like I've said from day one. Never been a star. And now, no more with Jimmy Butler. He was a star. He can't play like a star. So stars don't just show up. They don't take off the regular season and then say, well, I'll show up in the playoffs. That's not what stars do. Sorry. That's not what a star does. So if he can't help you in the standings during the regular season, he's not a star. So if his body can't hold up, he's not a star. And by the way, in the first quarter, what, the steals? Offensively, he didn't look anything. Wasn't doing anything. It was a couple of lazy passes by the Sixers that they kept getting burned. And it was like, great, thanks, bro. You guys are kind of stupid. And it's like, focus on your passing. It's like, you know who you're playing? Like, that guy's the best at being in the passing lanes. Very few are better than Jimmy Butler doing that. And they kept getting fooled. Lazy passes. And then Miami did the lazy passing at the end of the game. It's funny because it's like there's a double standard. Oh, the Heat are playing great. Well, yeah, but the Sixers are also turning over the ball with some laziness and all that kind of stuff. But, okay, don't mention it now. Go ahead. And then you see the turnovers at the end for the Heat. And then that was kind of the difference in the game too. And it's kind of, you know, it goes both ways. But some people can't be objective about it. So if you're objective about it, that team's got no stars. It's over. Over. And Jimmy Butler got exactly what he put into the regular season. He put nothing into it, and karma bit him in the ass. Because if he put something into it, he would have been resting, relaxing, sniffing coffee beans. That's what he was supposed to be doing with the Pacers and the Knicks and the Celtics. They're all sitting there sniffing coffee beans. And now where's Jimmy Butler? Hobbled in a corner with a knee that has a mango in it. So Jimmy Butler got burned by karma. The Heat got burned by karma, an organization that is known for working and everybody working top to bottom. Doesn't matter who is in that organization. They're all exceptional employees. I'm telling you. I've dealt with them for over 30 years. That's one of the best organizations, top to bottom. The people in that organization are exceptional. They've never had an employee like Jimmy Butler. No one is allowed to act like Jimmy Butler because there's no days off for the Miami Heat. Are you fucking kidding me? You ever go meet Tim Donovan and Rob Wilson and company? Those are the hardest working mofos I've ever seen in my life, bro. Meanwhile, the top star in the entire organization says F you to the rest of the season. That's unheard of in the Heat organization, dude. So guess what happened now? What they never do bit them in the ass because that's not their culture. Their culture is not taking shit off. Jimmy Butler takes an entire regular season off 2 years in a row, and it finally bit him in the ass.